We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now, though, to talk on the network about baseball, our first big baseball chat of the season, our good buddy Seth Everett, back for yet another year. And Seth, how you been, my friend?
Hey, it's great to be back. Very excited about this upcoming year from a Milwaukee standpoint. Very trepidatious about the state of the sport, but we don't have to dwell on that unless you want to. And I'm just excited because you and I have very intelligent conversations. And that's not a slam on the other shows I do.
No. Nice, but look.
But
when
you
talk about
deep places, I love it.
When you and I talk about the trepidation of the sport, I mean, obviously, there was so much anticipation in Brewers Nation for this upcoming season because they want to see if they can take that next step and get into a World Series. Completely understand that. But overall, the state of baseball, has baseball, in your opinion, done anything to help itself?
No, they've hurt itself a great deal. They have 100 unsigned free agents, even with Bryce Harper and Manny Machado signing. They have a union that is furious with them. They have a sport that has, you know, the lowest attendance in 15 years. They have, they're talking about fixing the All-Star game, which is already broken and is not going to matter in whatsoever. Our good buddy Jeff Passan wrote a story about how they're talking about having one day for all the voting, like an election day, for all the voting rather than have it for months. Literally, that is like deck chairs on the Titanic. That is not even remotely going to get one person to watch the All-Star game.
Right.
The players aren't marketable. It's not just that nobody knows, it's not just that nobody knows who Mike Trout is. It's nobody knows who stars are outside of local markets. And what has happened is it's become a very regional sport. And I told you this before. If I'm on in a market that is not contending for anything, it is literally gloom and doom. And then when I'm on in a market that is contending, it's almost like you don't care, because fans, and I learned this a long time ago, fans care about a team first and a sport second. So the reality of it is that even if the sport is broken, which I will be the first person to say this sport is broken, if the Milwaukee Brewers win the World Series, the parade won't feel any less wonderful. And that's fine. I'm all for that. But if people are going to ask me, what I am anticipating, what I'd love is crisper games, better gameplay, better quality. I want to see less guys getting hurt. I want to see more comebacks. I want to see drama. I'd like to see the return of the stolen base. I'd like to see managers have a real impact. I'd love to have that, and I don't want to hear about weather being an excuse for low attendance in April.
The free agents that are unsigned, let's start there, because they were talking about, well, the big money they're not going to spend, and they spent it. They spent it on Machado. They spent it on Bryce Harper. Have the analytics and general managers that look at sabermetrics and the way they piece teams together, a la the Milwaukee Brewers, has that hurt the free agent market? Is it just a changing dynamic that the Players Association is demanding to get paid and they're not getting paid?
Well, the problem is they devalued the starting pitcher. It's funny how when we were having these conversations in October, it was all about piecemeal, right? It was openers. It was seven pitchers were going to be scheduled for a game four of the NLDS. Like, that's part of the end of the season. Still in spring training, everybody's hoping that every one of their five guys is going to give them seven innings every start. So, it's funny how the opener plan is only sometimes in place. I think it's out of necessity. And I said that about Craig Counsell. I said the Brewers use openers out of necessity. Tampa uses it out of design. And there's a very, very big difference. But what they've done is they've devalued the starting pitcher. And so I think it's going to be hard for Keuchel. And that's why I think the interest in Keuchel, I read 11 newspapers this morning from different teams that saying, boys, Team X should get involved in Dallas Keuchel. Of course they should. Why wouldn't you? If you can get him on a 1 year with a, or even a 2 year, you'd sign him in a heartbeat. You know, think about how the Phillies were buoyed by Jake Arrieta, who signed on March 9th last year.
Mm-hmm.
I you know, you see these names, you see these numbers, and it is something that the union is furious about. And it's funny because, you know, they've taken their licensing money for this season, so the 2019 licensing money. That means the money that players get for having their likeness be in video games, just as an example. That's licensing money. Mm-hmm. They're taking that money and they're not dispersing it to the players. And instead, they are setting up a strike fund.
I mean, which we know,
that's not my opinion. That's
no, we kind of got the sense that that was the direction they're going to go. I mean, but here's my question. How much leverage do they have?
Well, what it reminds me of, and I hate saying this because I don't think it'll turn into this kind of end game, but do you remember the conversations? I don't know how big a deal this was in Milwaukee, and I don't think you and I were doing anything radio-wise together. But when the NHL canceled the season?
Correct.
Okay. The point that it was, and I did a bunch of interviews with Gary Bettman that year, and the one thing that he had said was, this wasn't a situation where we're far apart on a negotiating table where we just have to meet in the middle. Like, this isn't an auction. He said this was a philosophical, fundamental dichotomy between how the sport was and how the sport needs to be. And if you're the union, you just want status quo. Like, you want 2008 all over again. Well, in 2008, you had 11,000 more balls hit in play, and you had a different game. And so now you have this game. You have this game where every team has 3 and 4 relief pitchers that throw 100. And in the seventh inning, despite the fact that you could try to change the amount of pitchers a pitcher has to face when he comes into a game, the fact of the matter is you still have the probability of a comeback has been diminished to such a low number. It is under 10%. And if you think about other sports, if you think about the last 2 minutes of a basketball game or the last 2 minutes of a hockey game, especially when it's tied and you don't know or protect a one-goal lead. But in baseball, if you have a 4-3 lead going into the seventh inning, there's a really good chance you can't score a run. The team losing is not going to come back. So if you're talking about, you know, compartmentalizing viewership, the best viewership for a baseball game should be the 9 o'clock hour, not the 7 o'clock hour, because that's when the drama is. And baseball doesn't have that right now. And so what you're seeing is relief pitchers are getting signed, but they're minimal deals because under the old rules, relief pitchers made less than starters, but teams aren't signing the starters. Think about how many contenders are out there, and the Brewers are on this list. You're telling me that there are not 15 teams that are one starter away? Dallas Keuchel won the Cy Young Award 2 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Craig Kimbrell's a premier closer, and how many teams in baseball could not use Adam Jones? I'm sorry. I don't care that Adam Jones is past his prime. Adam Jones is a quality person. He's a quality player. He was a stalwart in Baltimore. And there's at least a dozen teams that should sign him right now. And it's not happening.
So tell me why, real quick. We're talking with Seth Everett, by the way, and I love these deep conversations. But tell me why teams are just simply saying, I'm not going to do it.
Well, because what they're saying is they're looking at their bottom line. And the way the analytics go is they're saying, can we get the same production out of the position without the man? And I just think baseball, to me, what made me attracted to baseball when I was a kid is the humanity in it. And right now, yes, if you're telling me that the combination of center fielders on your particular team will produce the same amount that Adam Jones will produce, I can't argue with it. But I see the value of having Adam Jones on my team. And I see the value of Craig Kimbrell. People have asked me to predict divisions, and I'm waiting till opening day to predict divisions because I can't look at it. I can't look at it from that standpoint. Because what if Craig Kimbrell signs with the Braves? But what if he signs in the American League? Who's the favorite in the National League East? It literally comes down to that. And I know all these people are jumping on Philadelphia, but you know there's still a chance that Kimbrell signs with Philadelphia because they're under the luxury tax. That changes the dynamic also because he's not with Atlanta. And the Yankees are trying so hard to stay under the luxury tax. Why not just call it a salary cap? Because if nobody wants to be over it, nobody wants to be over it. And you saw, and you knew this when Andrew Friedman took over the Dodgers, their payroll was going to go down. And you saw it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are questioning whether or not the Dodgers are as good or the prohibitive favorite in a division that has Arizona and Colorado.
It is fascinating, and I always wish we had like an hour to talk baseball. Maybe we should do some hot stove stuff in the off season and talk a lot more baseball. But I'm still hoping
they take your calls. They don't take mine.
No, I get it. Hey, are you going to be? Where are you now? Are you back in New York? Are you in Arizona or Florida?
Jersey. I'm back in Jersey. We're talking about a docuseries that I'm trying to put together. If so, I'll be there for the last 2 weeks of spring training. But right now. Unless that thing gets greenlit, I have to stay back at the shop.
Okay. We head out to Arizona on Saturday. So if you're going to be out that way, get in touch, man. Okay?
I know. I will. I follow you guys on Twitter and I listen to the show.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. Talk to you next week.
Got it, man. Thanks.
Good to have him back. There you go. Seth Everett, our National Baseball Insider. Fantastic, fantastic stuff. Very interesting stuff as to why some of the names that are out there that can help teams, specifically a team like the Milwaukee Brewer, who could use that maybe that one other arm. Why they wait and see. And he joined us on the Snyder Orange Hotline. Snyder hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SnyderJobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to SnyderJobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.